And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Podcast exclusive, weekend exclusive. We've got a lot to discuss. We're going to give you the rest of the games from week six. We're going to discuss some developments that have happened with a barber who Jalen has changed their life. And we're going to discuss this weekend's versus battle and our plans. But really quickly, Jalen. Dolphins, Jags, Jags plus three in London. Could the Jaguars grind out a win over the pond? What is it? Yeah, over the pond, across the pond.
Well, I think I gave you a stat last week that when the NFL did the European deal, they might as well be wearing ski masks and gloves, because each of those games that those teams have seen over there has been about 16 games, were featuring two teams with losing records.
Always.
This weekend is no different.
Always.
This weekend is no different. And so Tua returns for a reason. Dolphins have more stability with Flores. Couple of years of trying to build their system. I say the Dolphins win, and like my Lions, Urban Meyer and the Jaguars stay winless.
I think the Jaguars grind out a win in this one. I think a win falls into their lap. I really think they're going to grind out a win in London. That's how I feel.
That's I like what I you feel. Did there.
Texans, Colts. Colts minus 10 against Davis Mills and the Texans.
Texans, Colts. We're going to, hey, by the way, shout out to Carson Wentz. Over 400 yard passing last week. Had a terrific game.
I thought the Colts would be
better.
They
got a really good running game also. Colts got a really good running game.
I really thought the Colts would be better than this before the season started.
I did too, but 10 points is a lot. 10 points is a lot. Mark Ingram been running the ball a little bit better for the Texans. On the first one, I'll say I'm going with the Dolphins. On this one, I'll say I'm going with the Texans and the points.
The Rams, who we all consider to be the class of the National Football League after they beat the Bucs, haven't looked great week after week. They head into New Jersey to play the Giants. Giants plus 9.5.
Each week when we don't hear Aaron Donald's name, the Rams lose. I believe Daniel Dimes has proven to be a turnover machine. And he's going against Ramsey and Donald. What was the spread?
9.5. Daniel Jones has been keeping the turnovers pretty low this year. It seems like he's got that sewn up. I still believe in Daniel Jones. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Exactly.
This is the thing. I'm dying on this hill.
You clearly are. I will say that I'm taking the Giants in the points.
All right. We also have this, Mr. Rose. Cowboys, Patriots. Everybody wants to make. I don't have it written down, but I can find out. Everybody wants to make this about Belichick and his dominance of the Cowboys over the years. But I got news. I got news for everybody. Bill Belichick doesn't play. You know, and a lot of his success had to do with Tom Brady.
He doesn't.
You know, it's like Bill Belichick is going to come up with a special scheme to stop Tom Brady and the Bucs. Like, no, he's not. Like, he doesn't play. He comes up with all the schemes in the world.
He doesn't play.
The Patriots just aren't that good. So, like, this is not going to be an upset. The Cowboys are going to roll in this one. I think the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC. They've got players on both sides of the ball.
And can I be the guy to throw this out there?
Sure.
And this is strictly for the pod exclusive.
Uh-oh.
I believe, whether 1% or 99%, the reason Cam Newton isn't playing quarterback in the NFL is because he's not vaccinated.
Huh.
So while we're highlighting Kyrie Irving and what he may or may not be willing to do. In reverse, but at a different point of his career, like, I believe, Kirk Cousins, the difference, he's under contract and he's a legitimate starting quarterback for that team. Cam didn't have that luxury. And so as this goes forward, I believe Kyrie Irving gets vaccinated. And he gets celebrated by those who have been cheerleading him not being vaccinated, even though he is vaccinated.
So, Jalen, I'm going to derail Revis this, too. We can talk about the football games later in a second. But one thing's happening is we just talk about Kyrie and his vaccination status. That's all we talk about, Kyrie. There are other players. I don't know who's vaccinated and who's not. But there are other star players in Boston, in Washington, that are rumored to be unvaccinated. And we just don't talk about them that much because they can play in their home games because of the local mandates about vaccination status. But there's some star players.
You just answered your own question.
But you can tell me that when the Celtics show up to Brooklyn, they you know they always play the Nets and the Knicks.
That's when it's
going to
be talked about. That's when it's going to be the headline.
They're not even going to be there. Like they're not even going to be in the building. They're stay in the hotel. That's what they're going to do.
That's when it's going to be discussed primarily. But as an overarching topic, you're going to discuss the player that's likely to not only miss home practices and games, but miss the entire season. That's going to be a conversation piece.
Well, I think that Kyrie is getting a lot of attention, but there are multiple players on the All-Star team last year that are not vaccinated that will be missing games. We'll be missing games in Los Angeles when they play the Clippers and the Lakers. They'll be missing games in New York.
But they're not going to be missing the entire season. But they're not going to be missing. Bradley Beal ain't going to the playoffs.
I'm just saying that when you listen to Jalen Jacoby, you get the news before it's news. And this is going to be news. Because Kyrie Irving gets talked about all the time. Like he's the one lone person in the entire league that didn't get vaccinated. But
Jonathan Isaac was one of the first. And by the way, Isaac was taking this stance at a time, you ready for this? In the bubble where Kyrie chose not to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, he said he was injured. For what it's worth.
Maybe he was.
At the time.
I like you, don't make this like a referendum about Kyrie. I just want to show people something. When you apply for a job, there are going to be rules and regulations that come with that job. Anybody that's railing against the NBA, this isn't an NBA conspiracy against Kyrie. This isn't a civil conspiracy against black people. This isn't raging against the machine. This just an individual deciding that they don't want to get vaccinated. And how about the fact that he lives in the United States of America where he's still going to get 50% of his salary to do 0% of his job?
Well, if you listen closely to his Instagram live session, he said something interesting. He's like, well, how would you feel if you had certain guarantees that you'd be getting exemptions? So if you let him tell it, he was told he didn't need to be vaccinated and he would be able to play because he would be getting exemptions. And again, who knows whether
Jacoby, let me tell you when that changed. It's not because of something the NBA or the Nets did. It was where he lives.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Like Michael Vick, what he did, allegedly to dogs, was inhumane. Crazily, that's legal, dog fighting, in certain other states. But where he was doing it and what he was doing highlighted in a different way. For Kyrie, I applaud him standing for something. And in this case, protecting his body in his words. But the beauty of him doing that, he's still gonna make 18 million racks. Mm-hmm. But you know who ain't gonna be happy? I'm about to teach y'all something. Let the Nets get bounced in the second round of the playoffs. Those relationships will never be the same.
Well, I believe that Kyrie Irving will get vaccinated and will end up playing the majority of the regular season and the playoffs.
I do too.
I think that's how this works. I think this is how this ends up playing out.
I got, you know what? Let's start an over-under on J&J. I'm putting Christmas on it.
Oh.
Between now and
under
Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's gonna see them play like two games and be like, what am I doing at home?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's gonna be
after like the first game. Yeah, he's going to be after the first game. No, he'll be playing before that even. I honestly think that he's going to miss like four games. He's going to watch him play and then be like, what am I doing? What am I doing here? All these other guys, they didn't grow third arms because they got vaccinated.
But I want to give everybody some game. Because you might be this person in your family. You may be this person in your crew that people are laughing with or laughing at. And sometimes y'all might be out and about or on social media or texting or emailing, and you got one person that want to entertain everybody else, right? I've been that guy, the Motown clown. I've been that person, right? That you earn a nickname like that. And so what I'll say is, when he returns to play in the NBA, there are going to be a lot of people that just listened to what he had to say and were propelled to follow his lead. And what I'll say to you is, always pay attention to who's actually cheerleading for you. And a couple of people that I saw in his political peanut gallery, I agree with you, should have forced him to go get vaccinated immediately.
Immediately. He's like, wait, these are the people that I'm inspiring? These are the people who are using me as an example? Oh, well, I'm a figurehead for what now? I'm getting vaccinated twice. Give me the Johnson & Johnson, the Moderna. I'll take that Russian one. I'll take the Chinese one. All that.
And give me the third boost.
Yeah, and give me the booster. All of that. Give it to me now. I want to get some buckets.
Oh,
come on,
man.
Kyrie.
Pay attention
Kyrie's going
to
miss three
audience.
Games. He's going to miss three games, man. I'm telling you. He's going to be playing.
Yep, I agree.
He's going to be playing.
I agree.
He's going to be playing.
So let's just own this. Let's just own this. Because I want to put some cement shoes on this.
Let me pull up the net schedule. And we'll just
pull
pick
up their
the game.
Schedule.
Yeah, we'll
exactly.
pick the game.
Pull up their schedule. Let's put some cement shoes on when Kyrie coming back.
Okay, here we go. Brooklyn Nets schedule. Why is this so difficult? All right. Tuesday, they play the Bucks. Ooh, what a game. He's going to be, it's in Milwaukee. Right? All right. So here's what I know the game already. In Milwaukee, they play the Bucks. Okay? Drama. Remember game 7? Kevin Durant hit the turnaround, thought he won the game. And he's going to be at home.
He got injured.
He's going to be at home watching
against them.
He's going to be at home again watching them play. He's going to be on his couch watching them play that game.
He's hit the brakes.
He's getting the shot at halftime.
Where did you say he's going to be watching the game, Jacoby?
At home on his couch.
Okay, I want to teach everybody something.
Okay.
He's not being forced. He's not being imprisoned. He's not being chained. He's not being suppressed.
No.
He's deciding, I don't want to currently work at this company in this state. Based on the regulations. And one of the regulations is that you should be vaccinated. Please continue.
He's going to watch that one. So then the team flies from Milwaukee, a couple days off in Philly, probably do a couple practices, but there's going to be some dinners. You know what I mean? They're going to be in Philly because they don't have another game until Friday. You know the life of an NBA player. You probably, when you fly out of Milwaukee that night, next morning.
I got you, dog. I already got you. You ready for this? That East Coast import life is real.
Do you fly back home and then go to Philly?
No, dog. You're going straight there. And let me just finish. That East Coast import life is real. Never underestimate how close Boston, Washington, Philly.
The Acela train.
And the two teams playing New York.
First class of the Acela train between New York and Philly is I'll just continue.
Import
they play
heaven.
Philly. They play Philly on Friday.
But let me tell you, let me do a storyline though. They lose to the Bucks, and Giannis has 40 and 15.
And 40
when they
and
play against the, just so you know, Embiid gonna do the exact same thing to them. They don't have any physicality on the interior. They have no physicality. I'm trying to tell you what's about to happen.
Blake is the closest thing.
He's not tall
enough. They have Claxton and Aldridge. I know I'm talking about physicality, like someone who will get into you and try to push you off your spot in the post. Like it's like only Blake, really.
And so, that might
they could
be
lose. They could lose them both.
Two losses. Correct.
And, Kyrie got the jab at halftime during the Bucks. Like he's already got it. I'm telling you.
All right, who they play third? So they 0-2.
Then they come home Sunday 4 o'clock against the Hornets.
And also, going into the Philly game, all of the talk is going to be how great of a GM Daryl Morey is and how he's going to take James Harden from the Nets. Please continue.
Well, he's got some work to do if he's such a great GM. And the Hornets. Then they play the Hornets at home. On Sunday, October 24th.
LaMelo Ball is going to go off. They'll beat the Hornets and get their first win. Hornets and James Harden both have triple-doubles that game.
And then we
need to go to that game. What day of the week is that game?
It's a Sunday. Football Sunday at 4. That's a tricky one. That's the witching hour. I like my 3:30 to 4:30. I need to be sitting still watching all the games for that area.
Betting and fantasy. I need to be sitting still.
And then we got the Wizards come to town, but the Wizards might be without one of their key players.
They will be. And so let's continue to build this drama. So now we're talking about the vaccination heavy again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have two top players both missing a game in New York City because they're not vaccinated. So now this is like, why are we talking about Kyrie and Bradley Beal? Well, because they play in a multi-billion-dollar industry. There are people betting on this stuff and buying tickets. We're going to talk about it when they're not present. You know what else we're going to do? Talk about it when they go between the legs and behind the back and make a jump shot. We're going to talk about it either way. So it's not just that we're not talking about that. So that's a win against. So now, you ready for this? Now the water's starting to get hot. They're 2-2. We've been talking a lot about it after this game. Daryl Morey allegedly has already taken James Harden from the team. Their interior physicality has been exposed. And now we're on game 5. Who we got?
Heat come to town.
Oh, no. Okay. After this game, he gonna get vaccinated.
Okay. That's what it is. It's so much talk about. Because here's what it is. The Monday the 25th, that's the night they play the Wizards. We're going to be talking about Sunday football. Dominating the headlines, so we won't really preview the vaccination matchup that's happening. But then after they're both not in the building Monday night, Tuesday is when it's all day on ESPN. It's just discussion about vaccinations.
And I'm all for celebrating my people. I'm all for celebrating Kyrie. He's done some amazing things off the floor.
He gave a million and a half to WNBA players. He was just like, here you go. Here's
right,
a million
love.
And a half.
That's love. But when he returns to work on this one, people are going to celebrate like it was a Colin Kaepernick act. And it isn't. It just isn't.
Jalen. Then they host the Pacers. They have a long homestand here. And the Pistons on Halloween.
So, yeah, this is quarantine days. Okay. So now he's getting ready to come back.
I think once you get vaccinated, I think you have to wait. No, yeah, 2 weeks before you can do stuff.
2 weeks now?
Yeah, I think so. So he's
going to miss between shots.
He's going to miss some games. Yeah, he's going to come back mid-November. That's what's going to happen.
Thanksgiving. Right around Thanksgiving, like we said.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. You'll see Kyrie Irving back.
Kyrie Irving will be around Thanksgiving. We'll be watching the Lions and Kyrie.
No one's watching. I don't watch the Lions on Thanksgiving. I watch the first half and they're down 24. Thanksgiving is a mess. I might go to a restaurant again. I'm gonna talk to my wife about this. I might go to a restaurant again. Remember that year I went to a restaurant? It was such a boss move.
You love that so much.
It was such a boss move. I was a little under the weather, you know what I mean? So I didn't have a great time, but no dishes, no leftovers. Keys.
That is just the
none
keys.
Of, none
keys,
of that. It was just so nice. I didn't have a carcass in my fridge.
Carcass.
So I was going to do the dishes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All right. Well, we'll see Kyrie back at Thanksgiving. We just game that out. Zach Ertz is now on the Cardinals. He's been traded for cornerback Cowan in a fifth-round pick. Good for the Cardinals. Rich get richer. Jalen.
Well, and also what happens is if you have D-Hop and you have A.J. Green, you need somebody who can work the middle of the field.
Yep.
For Kyler, who's going to create a lot of broken plays. So I really like this for the Cards.
I'm sure that they just pull him aside and they're like, all right, Ertz, this is the route that they're going to call in the huddle, but just keep an eye on Kyler and just try to get open when he starts running around. Like, I know you're supposed to run like a dig here, but like what you really need to be doing is just keeping an eye on Kyler and figuring it out for him because he'll hit you. We got this tweet, Jalen Rose, and this is controversial. It has to do with barbershops and haircuts. Okay, see, I know you're looking at your phone, but when I say barbershops and haircuts, I know you just perk up. Ready, Jalen? This is the tweet. My barber has doubled all his prices because he cut Jalen Rose's hair last week. I'm happy for him, but sick for me. I've got to learn how to line my bleep up or find someone else because $50 for a bleeping lineup, not including the beard. I'm not a rapper. I teach middle school. So you see what's happening is, I don't know where this happened. I'm sure you might know. But some barber cuts your hair once, and all of a sudden, yesterday's price is not today's price. So now we got middle school teachers getting charged $50 for a lineup. $50 for a lineup. I get a whole haircut for $16, and I live in New York City. It's like Kyrie with the vaccinations. Your decisions don't just affect you, fam. Your decisions don't just affect you. This guy's an educator. He's a middle school teacher. He got to learn how to line up his own hair. Jalen, great things for so many people, but you're ruining people's lives, man. You're ruining people's lives. But
this
it was safe
is
for yourself.
Hilarious right here.
Do you know who this is? Did you get a new barber? Did you find yourself in some city where you didn't have a plug and you just kind of figured something out?
So shout to Fat Joe, shout to Kanye, who actually said it on his album, that yesterday's price is not today's price. Here's what happens. When Big Meech come in the club, and before people was buying like one or two bottles of Moet, and then before you know it, he was buying 150 bottles of Cristal. It's called inflation. When BMF came in the building, price went up. Somebody cuts my hair, that's prime real estate. That's Boardwalk, that's Park Place.
You know, I know what they did too.
I tell them.
They took a picture, they got it printed out in like an 8x10, got it laminated and put it right next to the mirror so the clients can sit there and just see it.
I make sure to let each of them know. They will tell you. At different points of our relationship, I've said to Shiz, Andy, Hawk, Nicole, and you ready for this? The newest, JB.
Oh,
shout out to my guy Sebastian as well. But this happened with JB. And you ready for this? Namesake, Jalen is his actual name. And so,
Hold on. Hit the brakes, Reg. Hit the brakes. I got an idea. Next time we bet on something, the bet's going to be if you lose, I shape up your hair. And what? I've never cut never. Anyone's hair in my entire never. Life.
What?
Oh, that's come on, cultural. Jay.
That's culture. No way.
Come on. No I wore a clown suit for no. the show. I wore no. a clown suit and no. clown makeup no. for the show.
You could take you that off. You can take that off. Can't take off a haircut. No. I'm not going to be able to do it. I just
can't
named
wait.
All of the people that's going to be cutting my hair.
I can't wait. I can't wait till the Super Bowl. I'm going to get you to agree to this. I'm going to get you to agree to this. Mm-mm.
But here's what I'm going to agree to do.
What's that?
That middle school teacher, just like Reg DeLange, need to send somebody a hoodie. I got you. We got that hoodie coming for you next week. I got you. How many haircuts should I buy this middle school teacher? Or me?
A 2 month supply. Well, it depends. He doesn't get, not everyone, all right. One thing you need to understand, Jalen Rose, is normal civilians get their haircut at maximum once a week. Maximum. That's how civilians get the haircut. I know you get your haircut every 6 hours.
So how many haircuts to show love with the barber should I give this middle school teacher as an educator, as the founder of a high school?
Four haircuts.
Okay, a month. Basically
yeah,
a month.
That gives gotcha. Him enough time to figure out something new, you know what I mean? Get back on
save
his feet.
Save up.
Yeah, save up, you know, because, you know, yesterday's price is not today's price, I suppose.
No, Jaylen. It's different when you got Boardwalk at Park Place and then you put a hotel on it.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. A couple things I want to discuss with you. One, Dodgers beat the Giants. Scherzer came in, got the win. But the last out, it was a check swing. I'm watching the game live, staying up past my bedtime, watching it live, a West Coast baseball game. You know the stakes are high when I'm watching that live.
Stakes
the check
is high.
Swing. So I'm watching it live, and it was one of those swings. I'm like, it wasn't even in question. There's some check swings that just could go either way. This wasn't even in question, and the ump said he went through, and they show the replay. It's not even close. I mean, again, there's nobody on. There's two outs. Scherzer was dealing. So it's not like this cost them a game. It's just a terrible way to see a season end if you're a Giants fan.
How about this? First time that the Giants and Dodgers have ever faced one another in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
First off, it should be in the best of seven round, not the best of five, because just like the NBA, you should reseed the teams. I've also been somebody that wouldn't even be mad if the NBA went 1 through 16 with the
wouldn't
playoff
be mad. They
seedings.
Need to do it. They need to do it.
I've talked about that happening for a while. So how about the head-to-head splits with these teams, Jacoby? And I may be off, you know, it's numbers and stats.
Guaranteed to be off, yeah.
But what, 109 games, 109 wins each.
That's wild.
The same amount of runs the entire season. That's incredible. That's incredible. 109 wins. And the same amount of hits, I'm happy for my guy Max Scherzer, as you know, former Detroit Tiger. But I'm really happy for the reason why the Giants won. Mookie! That's why they won. What do you have, three, four hits, run, stolen base?
Listen. I don't watch a lot of hockey games, but Stanley Cup Finals, I'm there. I watch the pregame and the postgame, right, when the stakes are high. And I don't watch a ton of WNBA games, but the stakes are high now. And this WNBA Final Series is a gem. And the Game 3 is tonight, and I think Game 3 takes the winner of this takes a 2-1 lead and wins the series. And I want Diana Taurasi, the absolute GOAT, Diggins and Griner, to take it for the Mercury. Sorry, Candace.
I'm happy for my Rock fam, Skylar. Like, I saw what she needed to overcome just as a perimeter player in the WNBA. How she improved her body, she improved her jump shot, she improved her right hand, and her ability to play through contact. And now she's flirting with triple-doubles in the NBA Finals. Diana Taurasi lucky that she didn't get ejected and or suspended for bumping into that ref.
She got fined $2,500. I was surprised. Like, you push a ref, you get fined $2,500, and that's it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, let me tell you something we were talking about last night, Mr. Rose. Remember Giannis's brother got COVID right in the middle of the finals, and he lives with Giannis, and they're acting like that Giannis wasn't close to him, and we didn't have to contact trace this. And you know what that reminded me of? A little piece of NBA history that no one ever talks about during the finals. Wardell Stephen Curry took out his mouthpiece from his mouth and threw it at a fan in the middle of the finals. Like, he threw it at a fan. And when you watch the replay, that fan was gesticulating, was a particularly, like, obnoxious fan in the front row. Steph threw a projectile at a fan in the finals, and everybody acted like he shouldn't be suspended for it.
You ready for this, David Jacoby?
Yes, sir.
I've been at every NBA final since 2000, except the one in the bubble a couple of years ago. I was there. As a matter of fact, Gracie and Mariah were also with me. And they loved the Warriors, in particular the Splash Brothers. And let me tell you something about the integrity of this job. I have that video on my phone. I just never posted it. I literally was sitting there watching the whole thing happen and recording it on my phone. I just never posted it. It's funny you bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that did happen.
Your camera wasn't the only camera in the building. There's one angle where you can see he threw it at that fan. You can see
but
it.
But also, he meant to throw it at that fan. Let me peel the onion back for you. I don't know if this led to his frustration, but there was a little turbulence between the hotel and the seats for his wife to get in and his fam to get in. I believe they were getting heckled or something like that. And the other thing is, the person that he threw the mouthpiece at was involved with the Cavs ownership as well. And so that's why that's one of those things, like LeBron with the tequila bottle on the front row.
And yeah, like, Diana Taurasi like pushing the ref. Taurasi pushed the ref. She's playing. She's playing tonight. She pushed the ref. She's playing. Pushed the ref, playing. Giannis, brother, gets COVID. We're going to act like they weren't six. They stayed 6 feet apart when they lived together. They never been in the same car together. Okay, Wardell Stephen Curry throws a mouthpiece at a fan, like a slobber-filled mouthpiece at a fan.
If you really want to go there, Patriots record teams' practices. How about that one time they was doing it with the Bengals?
No, we don't know if that's true.
How about, we got the proof. The time they was doing it with the Bengals.
That's a
legend. You remember that? And they said it was for a TV show.
That's a legend. No, that's not a legend. B-roll. They were getting B-roll for a documentary about Bill Belichick's dynasty, okay? Sure. They're getting B-roll
Bill
for a documentary.
Belichick,
B-roll. B-roll for looking for victory at the opposing team.
Bill Belichick always looking to get B-roll and for interviews.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. All right, we got time for one voicemail. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this one.
What's up, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out to Reginald the Legend. I got a seasonal, cultural, or regional for y'all. So I realize that everyone celebrates the holidays differently. You've talked about how you do your Thanksgivings. But in terms of Halloween, is carving your own pumpkin and making it a jack-o'-lantern cultural? Is it regional or is it universal? It's something that I always grew up doing in my hometown of Oakland, California. But, you know, when I went to Paris a few years ago, I realized nobody in France really celebrates Halloween. Obviously, everyone in the United States does, but does that include pumpkin carving? Or is that cultural or regional? Yep, medicinal.
Okay. I'm going to say Halloween is regional. Halloween is more of an American thing. There's like Dia de los Muertos and other things like it, but it's not like Christmas where it's celebrated around the globe on a certain day. And I can only speak for my white self, and we've been carving the pumpkins. I remember scooping out the seeds and the slop. It's a messy job, but I've been carving pumpkins since I was a kid. My kids carve pumpkins. So I'm going to say that at least on my side of the street, we're carving pumpkins.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. And there's so many things I love about this national show. You know, one of the things I really like is that our callers get to tell us they're medicinal. That just makes me so very happy. I'm glad we grandfathered that in through all of our other ways of selling out. You know, that just makes me happy. So, like, here's the thing about carving the pumpkin. I believe it's definitely cultural.
Okay.
Like, having a pumpkin and carving a pumpkin is two different things. Mm. We'll buy the pumpkin already carved. You guys use it as a family activity to actually do it. That's the
nasty
difference.
Too. It's nasty. That stuff in the inside of the pumpkin is so nasty. And then
I'm good.
It never comes out the way you want it to. And then you light a candle and put it in there. I can't believe it. I have to do this like soon. I have to do this weekend or something. This makes me sad.
You like pumpkin pie?
Not really. I'm an ice cream guy. Jalen, very quickly, we had to talk about this briefly. You're coming to town. You pointed out that the Versus battle Sunday night between the legends Big Daddy Kane and KRS is right here in New York City. We'll both be in New York City. And you threatened—
This is controversial.
To keep me out on Sunday night. See, all right, I've been late to the show twice. One time I thought we were taping at a different time than we were, and I was playing pickup basketball. The only other time in 10 years I've been late. I mean, I'm talking about more than like 10 minutes. Like, I've been late twice. The second time was after Dipset. After the Dipset show, I made the early morning conference call, fell back asleep, woke up. I should have been there 20 minutes ago. I got a bunch of missed calls. So, you know, if you take me out late on a Sunday night to a Versus battle, who knows? I'm shot for the whole week.
And I'm going to be in town all week, too, so that...
I know. Use your Jacoby time wisely.
I know. You know what?
I don't have the motor you have. You saw me in Buffalo.
Who plays the Sunday night game?
I can't pitch complete games. I told you. Who plays the Sunday night game? Oh, let me look at it right now. I know who plays Monday night. Oh, Jalen.
See, we got to be
ready. Oh, you're going to be here Monday night. You're going to be here Monday night, right?
Correct.
Oh, guess what? Bills Mafia Brooklyn. Bills Mafia Brooklyn. Going to a bar in Brooklyn. Joey Jacoby's even coming. I've got my Buffalo
Love
boys
it.
From my basketball team.
Love
you
it.
Are fully
Love
invited.
It.
I'll be taking an Uber.
Love
happy
it.
To pick you up. Sunday
it.
Night
Love,
contest
Love
is between the Seahawks and the Steelers. I can miss that one.
We can miss that.
I can miss that one.
No Russell. No Russell.
Yeah, Geno Smith against broken Ben Roethlisberger. I'm good on that.
Yeah, I'm good on that. So we might have to go to the Versus. We might have to hit that thing up.
I don't know, man. But here's what I do Sunday night. I like to take my notes on the whole football day, read things, watch highlights, really
just
get
do
my
it
thoughts
the
together.
Day.
I don't know.
One terrible game getting played in Europe. One terrible game getting played on Sunday night football. You can get those
four o'clock
slate
games. But then we got Cardinals Browns in the late games. I'm watching that. Cowboys Patriots. I got my eye on that.
Yeah, we're going to leave watching that and go to the Versus. They ain't going to be on stage till like 8 or 9.
They are older, so they'll probably start on time. You know what I mean? Like Dipset Locks, you know they weren't starting on time. But these dudes are in their 50s. They're going to start on time. They're
Good
like
point.
Me. They need to go
Good
to
point.
Bed, too. You know? And here's my question. Will we have tickets for the Versus, or are we just going to roll up?
I currently do not have any. I want to go, though.
That's never stopped you from going anywhere.
Yeah, I want to try to go for sure.
We'll be back maybe on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
And make sure you check out this week's episode of Renaissance Man. Tamron Hall, we talked about cooking around the season as well. I thought about that when you brought up Halloween.
Great.
And, I never even tried pumpkin pie. I wouldn't even try that. You eat that? You try that?
Yeah, you put ice cream on top of it. I don't like pies and cakes, really, to be honest with you.
We're not done. And for those that don't know, yes, this is in KRS-One's voice. We are not done.